The Lord Jesus Christ himself speaking here in verse 6. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 6. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in all diverse places. All these things are the beginning of sorrow. And could we turn on down the chapter to the verse 35? The verse 35, and again, it's the Lord Jesus speaking. And he says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall it also in the coming of the Son of Man. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall it be the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered the house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. And over in Amos chapter 4 and the verse 12 we read, Amos the prophet says, prepare to meet thy God. Prepare to meet thy God. And that's the verse I want to take tonight for our message. Prepare to meet thy God. But with God's word open, we'll ask the Lord to bless the reading of his precious word. Father, we thank you for your goodness to us. We thank you for your presence already. Now, Lord, hide man behind the cross. May none be seen but Jesus only. Anything that comes out of this mouth that is of the flesh, deafen it to the ears of the people. And Lord, I pray for those in the meeting that know you're not a Saviour, Lord, that tonight they may prepare to meet their God. And Lord, if there's one in our meeting that's grown cold, away in the mountain, wild and bare, may they return back to thee. And Lord, for us, your people, encourage us in the work. And Lord, undertake for us, we pray, for we ask it all in thy wonderful name. Amen. You know, brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming again. We are told in Matthew 24 and verse 36, what we've just read, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but the Father only. We're not told the day, but we are told it will happen suddenly. And Matthew 24 says, therefore, be ye ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. And you know what a picture the Lord Jesus painted to his disciples. He told his disciples that two will be in one bed. The one shall be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding together. One will be taken and the other left. Two men will be working in the field. The one will be taken, the other left. Here we can see the great divide. Here we can see men and women who didn't prepare to meet their God. But you know, my friend, tonight, if the event of the Lord Jesus Christ coming again will be as sudden and as swift as we read in God's word, we better heed the warning of Amos the prophet when he says, prepare to meet thy God. There's three things very quickly tonight I want us to look at. You know, we need to prepare to meet God personally. We need to prepare to meet God personally. You say to me, how can I meet God personally? It's very simple, my friend. It says in John 14 and 6, the Lord Jesus Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. My friend, you need to come to God. You need to come personally to God. And the Lord Jesus Christ is that way. The church is not the way. The sacraments are not the way. Your good works are not the way. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You can't depend on your mother's salvation. You can't depend on your father's salvation. You can't depend on your son's salvation. You can't depend on your wife's salvation. You can't depend on anybody else's salvation. You must come personally to prepare to meet God. And the Bible says, the Lord Jesus Christ, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There was a big American in the Civil War. And this American got a terrible message that his wife was dying. And he went up to meet the general. And he went up to the office of the general. And he told the people there, look, I need to see the general. My wife is dying. I need to get home. She wants me home. And those men said, I'm sorry you can't see the general, because he's so busy. We're going up to the front tomorrow and you can't see him. The big man went away in tears. And time after time all that day, he went up to the general's office and he says, I must see the general. And they said, you can't see him. Of course, he went. He was standing under a tree and he was in floods of tears. And this little boy came up to him and he said to him, sir, what's wrong with you? And the big soldier said, son, you wouldn't understand. The wee boy said, well, sir, one day I will be a big soldier and I will understand. And he told him the story of his wife, and he told him the story about going up all the time and he couldn't get seen the general. Nobody would let him near the general. And the wee boy smiled up and he says, what are you smiling about, son? He says, I can get you to see the general. And he says, how can you get me to see the general? He says, I'm the general's son. And you know, my friend, that's just the same. The Lord Jesus Christ smiles at you tonight if you're not saved. And he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, the old devil and all these people would try and keep you away from God tonight. But the Lord Jesus Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You need to come personally to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, if you had a disease in your body and you were told that you were going to die and you were told of a physician that could help you, you wouldn't send someone else. You would go there personally as quickly as you can and get that disease settled with. My sinner friend, you have a disease in your life that you can't see, and it's called sin. And there's only one antidote for that sin. It's the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And you need to come and wash personally in that precious blood. You know, there was a great general called Naaman, a Syrian. And he had leprosy. And you know, leprosy in the Bible is a type of sin. And Naaman was told to go and wash himself in the Jordan 7 times. And he would become well. You know, Naaman was a very rich general. And you know, he could have said to some of his servants, go you into that river for me. And they would have went in. But you know, Naaman would have still had the leprosy. The Bible tells me he had to go in personally into the river Jordan. Now, the river didn't heal him. That water didn't heal him from his leprosy. It was God's way of healing him from that leprosy. And my friend, you need to come God's way. You need to come personally to him. You need to have that sin, that leprosy washed in the precious blood. And you need the Christ as your own and personal Savior. But you know, I have to warn you tonight, sinner friend in the meeting, if you don't come personally to meet the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, someday you're going to meet him personally as your judge. You know, there's judges, there's courthouses in our land, and you don't have to appear. You can send a solicitor or a barrister to represent you. But you know, my Bible tells me that there's a great white throne of judgment for the unsaved. And someday you'll stand before God and He will be your judge. Oh, tonight He could be your Saviour. But tonight, if you don't accept Him as your Saviour, He's going to be your judge. And you know, my friend, it's going to be a personal sentence. It'll be a personal sentence. What a sentence it will be. It will be, "Depart from me, ye cursed. I never knew you." And you know, the sad thing for me, this meeting will come at that judgment. And the Lord will say to me, "Did you warn those people that they needed to flee from the wrath of God?" And at that judgment bar, I'll be a witness against you, because I'll say that I have warned those people and they didn't accept the Saviour. And my friend, what a sentence it is. "Depart from me, ye cursed. I never knew you." Not only is it a personal judgment, not only is it a personal sentence, but it's a personal hell forever. A personal hell forever. The Bible says, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." My friend, tonight you need to come personally to the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to leave your sin. You need to come only to Him. You need to come personally. But secondly, you need to come properly. You need to come properly. If you need to come personally, you need to come properly. You know, if we went into Coleraine tonight, and we went around Coleraine and we asked people what they were depending on their soul salvation to get them into heaven, I know that these would be some of the answers. And you say to me, "How do you know?" Because I was in that position. I was unsaved. And I was approached many times and asked about salvation. So these would be some of the answers that you'd hear. Someone would say, "Well, I was baptized into the church. I'm in the family of God. When I was an infant, there was water sprinkled over my head." Some would say, "Well, I'm a good person. I don't do anybody any harm." Some would say, "I attend the church every week. Attended better than some of those so-called Christian people." Some would say that God is a loving God and He'll not punish me. Some would say, "I hold office in the church." Some would say, "I'm a Sunday school teacher in the church." Some would even say, "My father and my father is the minister of the church. And do you think God is going to turn me away?" It just comes in my mind. Our brother, Billy Hamilton, used to be the caretaker in Martyrs Church. And Billy and I went down the Craigie Road one day, giving out invitations to the church. And we didn't know, but we knocked the door of the caretaker of the local Church of Ireland church. And of course, the first thing the lady said, "You must be Mormons." And we said, "No, we're not. We're here to present the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ." We didn't say we're from Martyrs Memorial Church. We didn't say anything. First thing that woman said to us, she says, "My minister has warned me about you people that comes and preaches that you need to be born again and you need all this." She says, "Do you know, do you think God will put me out of heaven?" She says, "Because you know, every weekend I bring my minister a dozen eggs from my sister's farm." And you know, that seems funny, but that wee woman is depending on her soul salvation by bringing a dozen eggs to the minister. What does the Word of God say? Acts 4 and 12. "Neither is there salvation in any other. There is no other name given under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. "For by grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man boast." My friend, if you're depending on any of these things that I said, you're a lost soul tonight. It's very plain what the Scripture says. "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name given unto heaven among men whereby ye must be saved. For by grace are ye saved through faith." Notice that. It doesn't say, "For by grace are ye saved through works." That wee woman thinks she's saved through works. The Bible tells me that you're saved through faith and not of yourselves. "It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." The great Spurgeon was preaching one night in his church. And this little scullery maid who had been attending the church came to the great preacher afterwards and said, "Mr. Spurgeon, I want to get saved." And Spurgeon led her to the Lord. And she went back to the big house she worked in London. And there she was a real witness and a real testimony for the Lord Jesus. And you know, the lady who employed her saw such a change in her life that she came to hear Spurgeon preaching. And after the meeting, the rich lady went in and she said, "You know, Mr. Spurgeon, my maid Molly came to see you a few weeks ago and you led her to the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, I can see a difference in Molly. I can see a big difference in Molly." And says, "You know, she's spoken to me. Can I get saved?" And of course, Spurgeon says, "Yes, you can be saved." And he told him, and he quoted these verses. But the rich lady said to Spurgeon, "Do I have to get saved the same way Molly got saved? You know, Molly is one of my servants. Is there some other way I can get saved?" And Spurgeon said, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name given among heaven whereby we must be saved." And that woman went out in a rage because she would have had to come the same way as her wee servant Molly. My friend, it's the same for the rich. It's the same for the poor. It's the same for the mighty. And it's the same for the lowest. You must come properly to the Lord Jesus Christ. Nicodemus was lost. Politically, he was a member of the Sanhedrin. Socially, he was a master in Israel. And religiously, he was a modern Pharisee. He knew all about the Jewish religion. He knew all the ceremonies of the Jewish religion. He knew everything about the Jewish religion. But you know, there was something missing in his heart. And he knew there was something missing in his heart. And he knew that he needed to come properly to meet the Savior. And you all know the story. He came by to see the Lord Jesus at night. And he said to the Lord Jesus, "What must I do to be born again?" And the Lord said to him, "Nicodemus, marvel not that I say unto you, ye must be born again. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto you, ye must be born again." And of course, Nicodemus, like all sinful people, he said, "How can I enter into my mother's womb a second time?" But the Lord said to him, "Nicodemus, marvel not that I say unto you, ye must be born again." The Savior was saying, in other words, "Nicodemus, I'm not talking about the physical birth. I'm talking about the spiritual birth. You must be born again." And my friend, tonight you need to be born again. You know, man is lost in sin and needs the way. The Lord Jesus Christ says, "I am the way." Man and woman lost in sin needs the truth. And the Lord Jesus Christ says, "I am the truth." Men and women lost in their sin need life. And the Lord Jesus Christ says, "I am the life." Oh, my friend, tonight, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father. Can I ask you a question tonight? Are you under the blood? When God looks down on you, does he see the blood applied? You know, under the blood, we have redemption. Under the blood, we are saved from the wrath of God. Under the blood, we are reconciled to God. Under the blood, our sins are forgiven. And under the blood, we are justified. Under the blood, we're brought nigh to God. And under the blood, we have eternal life. What has taken us to heaven? It's that precious shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that atoned for the sins of his people. I know, my friend, tonight you can wash in that precious blood. Oh, you need to come personally to the Lord Jesus Christ, but you also need to come properly. I'm an only boy. I had five sisters, and my other sisters all came to know the Lord. And I'm the youngest in the family, so the next girl to me, she was unsaved. And my sister Margaret, at all the funerals and at all the weddings, She would stand up and she would say, "I'm the black sheep of the family." And then she would go with my cousins out to the pub and drink away. My mum died, and Dr. Paisley took the service at my other sister's house. And he spoke on my mother's favourite verse, "In my father's house are many mansions. If I had not told, I would have told you." And my sister was there, and after the funeral, we all went to the grave, and then we came back to the house for something to eat. And as usual, my cousins, they couldn't wait to get to the pub, and they all were waiting for my sister to lead them on the way. But you know, you could have knocked me out. My sister got up to her feet. And of course, I was very close to my mother, being an only son. And my sisters, I said, "Lord, please don't let this woman start this own nonsense that I'm the black sheep of the family." But you know, you could have knocked me down with a pin. She stood to her feet and she says, "I want to tell you all that as Dr. Paisley preached, I give my heart to the Lord Jesus Christ." And she said, "I realized that I wasn't properly saved. I wasn't ready. I wouldn't have seen my mother again if I hadn't came to the Lord Jesus Christ." And you can imagine my cousins' faces. They had lost a drinking partner. And the thing that rejoiced my soul, Dr. Paisley had gone by then, and she said to me, "I would like to phone him and tell him. Just saved," and she was starting to witness that she was saved. Oh, friend, tonight, you need to come properly. My sister thought that going to church, she was saved. My sister thought that attending the church, she also thought that she could go drinking. She thought she could go into all the sin that there was. But you know, you need to come properly to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, you need to come personally. You need to come properly. But you need to come promptly. You need to come promptly. Proverbs 27 and verse 1 tells us, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Pastor Harvey Shaw, a very good friend of Dr. Paisley, pastor in Lurgan, was telling us of a gospel meeting that he was speaking on at away down near Lurgan. And he took 2 Chronicles 6 and verse 2. "Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." And he said that there was these young men sitting in the mission. And one by one, these young men came to the Savior. And what happened was, as they came to the Savior, they came to the prayer meeting to pray for each other. And there was this one fella who didn't come right to the end. And Pastor Shaw said that after he had preached the word, it was his intention to go down and meet the young fella. But he says as he was walking down the aisle, the young fella ran as hard as he could out through the door. After the meeting was over, Pastor Shaw was driving down the road and he's waved down to the police, and they knew him and they said, "Pastor Shaw, we've had a very bad accident here." And he said, "Look, can I help?" And they said, "Well, we're just going down to see if anybody's in the car." And Pastor Shaw said, "Well, can I come down in case you need me to pray or something?" They said, "Sir, come down, please do." And as Pastor Shaw went down and they shone the torch in, it was a young fella that ran out the door as quickly as he could be, and he was in to eternity. Pastor Shaw said that verse came to him, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for you know not what a day may bring forth." My friend, you need to come promptly to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the greatest plan of hell is to tell men and women they have plenty of time. They have plenty of time. Dr. Paisley gave me a book, and it was an American preacher. And he went to bed one night and he dreamt about he was a meeting in hell. And all the demons and the devil were sitting there. And the devil said to the demons, "We need to get a plan that will damn men and women into hell." And this one wee demon got up and he said, "Well, we could go back to the world, and we could tell the people that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And the rest of them went, "Huh?" And he said, "We could go back to the world and tell them that the Lord Jesus Christ did die on the cross for sinners. And again they went, he says, but we could go back to the world and tell sinners that they don't need to accept the Lord Jesus Christ now. They could take him as their Savior some other time. And the devil said, that is a great master plan. And that minister woke from his sleep. And the Lord really spoke to him. And that man went and preached the word and saw many, many souls saved. And my friend, he is dead right. That is the master plan of hell. And the devil's whispering in your ear tonight, don't listen to that man. You have plenty of time. Next week when there's a minister here, next week when there's somebody else here, you can become a Christian. Or wait till you're that wee bit older. The Bible says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for you know not what a day may bring forth. There's a young man who lived in Belfast. And like all young people, they couldn't wait to get away from home. And this young fellow was going over to England to work in England. And as he was working in the office in England, he was saying to the people, look, is there any good nightclubs? Or is there any good places we can go to? And these people said to him, there's a great nightclub in the centre of London, and we'll give you the directions to it. So that young fellow couldn't wait until he got home to his digs and got changed and was ready to head for this nightclub. And you know, as he was walking through London, he got lost. And he came up to this police officer and he said to the police officer, you know, sir, I'm looking for a nightclub and you call it the Gates of Hell. And the police officer says, yes, I know it well. That nightclub, the Gates of Hell, is down the road. And what you do is you go past a church called Calvary Baptist and you come to the Gates of Hell. And you know, my friend, that's what happens to the sinner. If you go past Calvary tonight, you could end up at the Gates of Hell. Oh, my friend, there's only two ways. One is the broad way to destruction. One is the narrow leading to life. There are only two classes of people in this meeting this evening. There's the believer and the unbeliever. There are only two deaths. The death of the righteous and the death of the wicked. And there are only two places, one of which you will have to go to. It's either heaven or hell. Oh friend, tonight I would plead with you that you come and trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. I would ask you that you'll come to know Him who to know is life eternal. The Lord Jesus Christ said, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Tonight you can come and trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. I wasn't going to sing another hymn, but I think I should sing this hymn. It's a hymn that the Lord has just put in my mind. I asked our sister if she'd play it for me. I'll just look it up. Personally,